She only fought with me when she's off the drugs. Had too many dreams, so she calls me up. And I've been getting tired of the way that she still calls it love. And she pull up to my house just to go through my phone.
Welcome to TSB Goes to the Movies. I am Alex at TSB Pod. He is King at Jeromney. He is Ski at TSB Ski. Tweet at us or join our Discord, the Sports Burian Discord, and let us know what movie you would like us to watch next week. It is still zombie month, and we are looking for a zombie movie to watch next week that will be your movie. So shoot us your suggestions, and we will decide if your suggestion sucks or not. And if it doesn't, we'll probably choose it, because we don't get a lot of suggestions.
We got one already, and it's shot down already.
Shot down very quickly.
Yeah.
Also, Twitch, we do live streams of the sports podcast every week on Wednesday or Thursday around 7:30. So twitch.tv/abrawg87, ABRAWG87. Hit us up. Get in the chat. It's fun. This week's movie on the zombie theme is King's movie, and it is Zombieland, which came out in 2009. It is currently on Netflix if you want to watch it. 89% on Rotten Tomatoes, 7.6 out of 10 on IMDb, 73% on Metacritic. That is a pretty steady score across those different services. Movie stars Jesse Eisenberg, by the way, really small cast in this movie. Jesse Eisenberg as Columbus, Woody Harrelson as Tallahassee, Emma Stone as Wichita, Abigail Breslin as Little Rock, Bill Murray as Bill Murray, and Amber Heard as 406, which is the apartment number she was in. Look into the future and what Amber Heard became. Maybe it's sort of like a... what they were doing. I'm saying. Casting director. Hey, good job. You did it. this movie written by Rhett Reese and Paul Wernick, who also wrote
big time writers now,
Deadpool 1 and 2, Spiderhead, and 6 Underground. So they have locked themselves into Ryan Reynolds a little bit, and they have written some of the biggest Ryan Reynolds movies.
What is Spiderhead?
It's that Teller dude who is in Top Gun Maverick. Yeah, he's like
Penn and Teller?
Miles Teller.
Oh, the mustachioed man.
I believe one of the Hemsworths is in it as well.
Penn and Teller. Yeah, you called it. Penn and Teller. Yep. That's what I was talking about.
I mean, I feel like Penn and Teller is more culturally like on the tip of the tongue than Miles Teller. I just gotta be honest.
I got a picture with Penn Jillette when I was in Vegas. He's giant also. I mean, I'm not super tall, but he's very tall.
He looks very tall.
He is.
He wears the jackets that only tall guys
wear. Mm-hmm.
Zombieland, directed by Ruben Fleischer. Ruben Fleischer also has directed Zombieland Double Tap, which, by the way, came out in 2019. I saw Zombieland Double Tap once. I think I might have been drunk at the time, and I don't remember it at all. So
I didn't even know it existed.
Yeah. I think like Luke Wilson's in it. I think Rosario Dawson is in it too. I think. Is she? I can't remember.
Wasn't Double Tap one of the rules?
Yeah.
You got to double tap. Yeah. Yeah. We'll get into the rules. Hang on. Slow your roll. He also directed Venom, the Uncharted movie. So he's kind of a big deal. Budget for this, 23.6, box office 102.4. Very popular movie, as it should be. It's a fantastic zombie comedy movie. In this movie, the outbreak begins as mad cow disease. Like they literally said it's mad cow disease. And there's a scene in the movie where he talks about a guy eating a burger or eating an infected burger and
from a gas station, I believe.
Yeah, and it all ended. Well, that'd be wild if that's how it started. But yeah, I mean, This was sort of the beginning of Eisenberg getting put in big movies,
which is unfortunate.
Yeah,
I do not super care for Eisenberg. He is him and Michael Cera are the two I just do not care for.
I think Cera's okay if you put him in a thing that is tailored exactly for him. Like Eisenberg, I don't necessarily like in anything. Like
he's not awkward and nerdy enough like Cera is to get those roles.
There's a line. There's a line where you can be the awkward nerdy guy and still be likable. And I don't think Eisenberg is that. I think he's on the other side of that line.
I think Eisenberg was pretty shitty in all those Batman v Superman vehicles.
As Lex Luthor?
Yeah, not quite. Not, yeah, didn't do it for me.
Great, great fucking decision, Zack Snyder. Great decision.
Give us 4 hours of your cut to make it better. Oh,
okay. Let's do a 4-hour movie and have a 28-year-old play Lex Luthor, you idiot. God, give me a break.
Buffoon.
Give me a break. What a maroon. Where was I going with that? So,
do you ever get Adventureland and Zombieland Eisenberg mixed up?
That's what I was going to bring.
I mean, that's
because he made Adventureland and Zombieland in the same year, and they're both like essentially theme park movies.
Just the only one has Woody Harrelson. That's all you need.
And the other has Kristen Stewart. So yeah. Take your pick. I'm going with Woody personally, but you know, do what you got to do. But those two movies were a big deal in like 2008. And so he got to be in Social Network, or not 2008, 2009. So he got to be in Social Network like right after it. Then
which at least makes sense. It the casting makes sense for that movie.
It does. I thought he was good in it.
Did too. Actually, I liked that movie. I don't know if history looks down on it fondly, but in real time, I thought it was good. I thought Eisenberg was good.
That might be one we have to watch for this. Because yeah. I'm very curious if that holds up. I haven't seen it since back then.
It has Timberlake in it, so it probably does not.
Doesn't Timberlake? Who did he play? The Napster guy? He played the Napster guy, right?
Sean Fanning.
That's right. All right. Let's see. Any thoughts on this movie? Anything? Should we just wrap it up? We good?
Yeah, no? Pretty much. I would say at least I did read something that Fleischer really liked Shaun of the Dead. And I think it was one other one where like his inspirations for directing this movie.
Yeah, I was going to ask, like, is this sort of the perfect zom-com? It kind of is, yeah?
Yeah.
I mean, zombie comedy movies, there aren't that many amazing ones. We talked about it with Shaun of the Dead. I mean, Shaun of the Dead is viewed by most people, maybe not necessarily us, as the best zombie comedy movie. There's Army of Darkness, which I argue is still probably a zombie comedy movie. And then there's like,
and I was against it. Yeah.
There's like Warm Bodies, I think is one. Like, yeah, I mean, Juan of the Dead, I've seen on
Juan of the Dead. List. I know you brought that. Yeah. I hopefully someone suggests that for next week.
Who was in Warm Bodies?
That was the who's Fox? Megan Fox.
Yes, Megan Fox. Okay, the Transformer. Yeah. Okay, okay.
And who's the dude in it though? It's like, what's his name? Like Nick Holt or something like that?
Nicholas Holt.
Nicholas
Holt. It is
Holt,
but it's like Holt. Yeah.
Yeah. That guy. He's in the Catherine the Great TV show on Hulu, which is pretty funny.
He was in the what was the Liam Neeson one we watched? The Menu.
He was. Yes, he was the douchey. Like, yeah. Yes, he was. Yep. Did you guys know that the Bill Murray part was not originally made for Bill Murray?
I did not. I think it was Swayze.
It was Patrick Swayze. They originally wrote the part for Patrick Swayze. But as you'll remember, Patrick Swayze had a really horrible form of cancer. And you know, was too sick to film. And so they had to move on to somebody else. And by the way, he died like right before this movie came out too. So
it's crazy that Bill Murray wasn't the first choice. Probably they didn't think they could get him, but
Patrick Swayze doesn't fit that in my head. I conceptually.
Okay. I got something for you. Cause they offered it to other people before Bill Murray too. Like the writers in Fleischer said they offered it to like 12 people before they offered it to Bill That's Murray, which crazy. Is insane because it's easily the thing people remember most about this movie is the Bill Murray like entire sequence. This is so good. But they offered it to Swayze, and Swayze was too sick, obviously. And then they offered it to Stallone, who said no.
He said, no.
Yeah, no. Then Jean-Claude Van Damme, who said no. Van Damme like, apparently called it like the worst mistake of his career, saying no to that part, which is wild because it's Van Damme.
I mean, this could have been like a career kind of saver, you know, for some people. You know, yeah. Kind of like I always say, like Tom Cruise in Tropic Thunder, you never see him in a role like that. If you could have got Van Damme or Stallone and, or, you know, some like action guy in this goofy, dumb comedy, opens doors, I think.
And like, imagine the scene, how different and funny the scene could have been, too. Like when Woody Harrelson goes nuts over like just doing the Bill Murray lines or whatever, like yeah. Bloodsport, like the eye thing or whatever, could have been so good. They also offered that part to Kevin Bacon, who said no, and Mark Hamill, who said no. Mark Hamill,
I think Mark Hamill good. Would be good at it because he'd be like, what?
That could have been
Kevin
good.
Bacon. Yeah.
Well, because imagine it, because Bill Murray comes out in like the golf uniform, like what did he say? I just did 9 holes at Riviera.
I just walked right on. Walked right on. Yeah, it was. That's and you know, good. At least you know, Bill Murray probably ad-libbed almost everything he said in it too.
It's so good.
Plus, but like, plus he had a connection of him and Woody together from Kingpin. It works.
It really works perfectly, which they sort of fell into it. But like the Mark Hamill part could have been cool too. Like walks out in his Luke Skywalker costume and
what was the
is this an actual lightsaber? Cuts him in half with an actual lightsaber.
Hamill already did something similar. Was he in Jay and Silent? Wasn't he like a cock knocker? His character?
Yes, he was.
Yeah, he already did a dumb cameo in a comedy, so I get maybe not having Hamill again for it.
Well, he said no. They offered it to him. So, cock knocker.
Yeah.
Dude, how did we like his movies? Kevin Smith movies? Like, those don't hold up in my brain at all.
Was Dogma a Kevin Smith movie?
Yeah.
Did he do that? I know he's in it. Dogma's good.
Yeah. Yeah, but like
I still like Mallrats.
Clerks and Jane's
I like Clerks too.
Yeah. Yeah. You want to elaborate on that?
No, yeah. No, I don't. I think you're generally right. But I do like Dog.
Yeah.
I think that one holds up.
Yeah. Yeah. You're probably right. Here's my question again in this movie is this one sort of explored the idea that during a zombie apocalypse, you would just go do whatever the fuck you want. Like Bill Murray walks on and does 9 holes at Riviera. They are driving to essentially Disneyland. Like, why wouldn't people do that? Like your family's gone. You've got nobody, you've got nothing. Like, I would do that. Drive to Disneyland. I mean, I would imagine Disneyland's probably overrun with zombies, which would be a good reason to not go. But if it's gated up or whatever, give it a shot.
Did you ever watch Last Man on Earth with Forte?
Yeah. I watched like the first season of that. Yeah.
Yeah. I think that's how I would treat it. You just go to a super nice area, fuck around, just pick up cool cars you like and wreck them and just do whatever the fuck you want.
Exactly.
See, I think I've mentioned this before, but like that doesn't sound appealing to me at all.
Yeah. You just want to be a zombie.
And I just want to die. I couldn't go through every single day, every single minute, every single hour, every single second being looking, you know, around being terrified that a zombie's going to get me. Couldn't do it.
I don't think
it sounds like fun.
I think if you know what you're doing, like Woody's character does, though, I think you can do stuff like that. Like if you, by the way, if you randomly come across Hummers with entire arsenals in the back, like,
yes,
I think you can make that sort of thing happen, man. You know what? I'm in LA right now. I feel like going to Disney World. I'm just going to drive to
that's
Disney
in
World.
Florida, but whatever.
Yeah, no, that's what I'm saying. I'm just going to drive to Florida. Oh, I've never been to Times Square. I'm just going to drive to New York. Fuck it.
What state do you think you'd be safest in a zombie apocalypse? Ooh. Like, you know, there aren't many people remaining. Like,
I mean, are we excluding Alaska, really?
Yes, Alaska and Hawaii don't count.
The Dakotas?
Not the Dakotas.
Dakotas, Montana.
Yeah, okay. All right.
I would say, based on personal experience, easily Montana.
Places with snow, I feel like.
Well, that's rough. That's rough, though, because when it warms up, you're going to have some zombies thawing out. Then what are you going to do?
Well, you see them thaw, you kill them.
Yeah, okay. Yeah. You double tap.
It's like when iguanas fall from trees in Florida because they're cold. You kill them on sight because they're invasive.
Yep.
Oh, wow.
Stomp them out, right?
You do. Yep. You snuff them out like a cigarette.
I was against that, and now I'm with that because you're protecting the environment and the ecosystem.
You are protecting the ecosystem.
Yes, you are.
But it's Florida, so maybe we don't want to protect it.
Hey! Topical!
Yes!
No, but Woody's character might be one of the best in any zombie movies. Like, any zombie movie. He's pretty fantastic. Hilarious, sort of. I think his character almost handles the zombie apocalypse the way people would like to imagine they would handle the zombie apocalypse. You know, like, no, I'm going to be that guy. I'm going to paint Dale Earnhardt's number on the side of the Hummer.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
Raise hell and praise Dale. You ain't rubbing, instead, you ain't racing. Paint on that three, baby.
Intimidator. Got to intimidate those zombies out there.
Get Jeff Gordon the hell out of here. Yeah. He already dead.
No, but I think most people probably be like Eisenberg, like scared to go take a shit because a zombie might be in a bathroom somewhere.
No. Most people would be like the zombies running around killing them because most people are idiots and would die very quickly. Or they'd be like King and they just like throw themselves at the mercy of the zombies and just want to die.
Well, the thing about the pooping, though, is
we're
in a different time now with wet wipes. If I had to poop now, I'm pooping in the middle of a street with wet wipes and just leaving it. Like, what am I flushing for? I'm just...
Why am I going into a bathroom?
Why am I going into a confined box within a confined box?
You can just shit yourself and just have, you know, just walk into a store and pick up some underwear and walk out.
No. You're doing a lot of walking. You're not going to want to be shitting your, like, any pants, even if you're throwing the pants away. No. I'm sorry. I like where you're going with it, but your logic doesn't work with that.
Who smells worse? Survivor in a zombie apocalypse searching for a Walmart to get pants because he shit them, or the zombies?
That's a good question, man. And it got me thinking because Emma Stone's character is extremely made up and like has a great haircut. And how does that happen?
Yes, I do love the clean shavenness of even Woody Harrelson was
I mean, you think of sex appeal when you think of zombie apocalypse and, you know, living off the grid for months on end.
Yes. And like we said, I know they could walk into a Walmart or a Bucky's or a 7-Eleven and get some of this gear, but I feel like they're going to look more like Tom Hanks in Castaway than clean shaven with perfect eyebrows and a faded mascara. Just, I don't know, maybe I'm wrong.
Eventually you stop giving a shit.
You like,
especially if you're alone for
one
that
would
long.
Think.
Yeah. No, it's like, you guys watch The Walking Dead?
Yeah.
I watched
some too, but there's the lady that has, the ladies in that is what I think of would actually be happen in real life.
Are you talking about like Carol or whatever her name was?
Yeah. The women in the show, you know, they're dirty and, that's what people would actually look like, not dolled up in makeup and
Can you imagine, like, year 1.5 zombie apocalypse intercourse? Because you got to get the urge, but that could not smell good.
I would imagine.
Wait. Are you talking about banging a zombie?
No, you find another person. I'm just saying. Okay. I just feel like in a real scenario, that smell is crazy, and it's both your fault. It's
Key, why did your head go there, man?
That's what he made it seem like. I was like, that's what he made. That's what he alluded to.
That's not what I alluded to.
That's what he alluded
said. Oh man, standards after 4 or 5 years, like standards for that, and then also just smells in general, I would imagine, have changed quite a bit.
It's a good point. It's a good point. You're kind of nose dead to stuff.
I mean,
1,000%.
Like when you have a kid, at a certain point, the yellow shit diaper, you're like, yeah, whatever.
No, my guy, it's like walking in after not being home for a couple days when you have a kid, and it's like, oh my God. This place fucking stinks. And I had no idea. I've had people over here. Like, oh, dude.
What? See, I always think of, like, you know, the Roman and Greek, like, orgies. I mean, just thinking of smell of that. So that's what I'm incredibly saying. Nasty. It's like, yeah.
And I wouldn't even care about my reputation of being, like, a 30-second guy. I'm out. If you transport me back into that time, I am out so quick. I don't care.
And by the way, they're doing all of those orgies in water
time, which is a different you don't need to go there, but that is a
imagine
bad...
how gross that water is. I love the way this conversation turned.
Finishing on a leaf. Transported back.
Oh,
I mean, there's not much to this movie. It's pretty.
Do you know how long it is?
I would say an hour
and 27 minutes.
Hour and 27 minutes, you guys.
I know. I saw it. And I was like, oh my God, this is my sweet spot.
Let's
go. I haven't watched an hour and 27 minute long movie in so long.
Yep.
Well, a little knowledge here for you. So this was originally written to be a TV series.
Oh.
So that's why, you know, like the zombie kill of the week was in it. Apparently that was supposed to be a thing, a reoccurring thing. And then like all the rules, you know, they keep adding rules to it. So they had to extend this out to reformat it to be a movie.
Now that you say like the rules thing, I'm getting like corny. Oh my God. Big Bang Theory. And How I Met Your Mother things where they just like stare in the camera like rule number 14. If mathematics and a martini don't match. Damn it.
Yeah. This was the original premise for this.
Was it 10 like rules that. About dating my teenage daughter? Was that the show? That was like
10 simple rules for dating my
Was that a John Ritter vehicle?
That was when Ritter died and they brought in like David Spade.
How do you bring Spade out of the bullpen?
It was Spade and it was someone else who was actually a very good actor. He's an old guy. Who was it? Garner. James Garner. That's who they brought in after.
Garner?
Yeah. It was a good show. I mean, Katie Siegel and Kaylee Cuoco and Ritter. Yeah.
Good show. And then Kelly Cuoco or whatever threw it all away by doing the Big Bang Theory.
Yeah, threw it all the way to her bank account.
Yeah, yes, whatever happened to her? God.
Just sitting on her half a bill from reruns.
Yep.
She probably gets residuals from Young Sheldon somehow. God damn it.
Somehow. I will say this, the opening kind of like credits to this movie is one of my favorite of all movies. Just like Metallica playing with the slow-mo zombies chasing people different ways, and a perfect way to start this movie in my eyes.
And introducing it with the rules, because the rules are such a good concept, man. Like that's so smart. And having like introducing you to the world that is created for the zombies and like how the zombies showed up and how people are surviving with the zombies and showing how it sort of fell apart all in that one sequence. With the rules, which are funny, it's brilliant. Like, brilliant. And the rules themselves are actually funny. Like, the seatbelt rule, it's like, yeah, that's... Like, of course you wear a seatbelt. If you're driving around in cars and things are running out of nowhere, put your seatbelt on. Like, yeah, of course. Seems like a no-brainer. Double tap. Yeah. You got to kill the brain. Like, you shoot it to get it out of your way, and then you shoot it in the brain. Don't conserve bullets. Like,
John Wick style.
Yeah, man. Which, by the way, like every other zombie movie, you conserve bullets. This is like the first
one. Oh, they do not conserve bullets.
Not at all. Like, Woody Harrelson.
Woody just unloads clips. And
that's what he does for fun, to like unwind. Yeah, what were the other ones? Like the bathroom one, which we already talked about. Cardio's good.
Cardio's a good one. Crack me up.
And the zombies in this movie, they are like normal human beings. So like if they didn't have that like Korean crazy athleticism that Train to Busan had, they're not.
And they weren't the dumb ones from Shaun of the Dead. Yeah, they were just normal people, just zombified.
Normal people, exactly. So like the way a normal, out of shape 40s person would chase after you is how a zombie would chase after you. So yeah, cardio. You got to be faster than a normal human. Let's see. Travel light. Don't be a hero. Yeah, if you want to survive, who cares about anybody else? Save yourself. That's it.
Yeah.
Yep. But then he said, "Be a hero later on," because
I think the other one was enjoy the little things.
Yeah, yeah. Enjoy the little things. Yep. Which ties into the Twinkies thing.
Yeah. But yeah, this I enjoy this movie. I love Woody. This isn't the most like exciting movie. It's quick. It's got some decent lines in it. It's got some kind of cool kills in it. That's all you need for a zombie comic.
It's quick. It's got cool stuff, and it's funny, and it hits all the beats. It hits all the beats and doesn't waste any time getting there. Yeah, it's exactly what I want.
Yeah, I mean, the Bill Murray thing, completely unnecessary, but funny, so it works. Him killing Bill Murray, even better.
I'll tell you what, though. The Bill Murray section served the plot in that it got Wichita and Columbus to actually start being into each other. Because that's the plot in the end, right? Is that they need to end up together at the end. And so that it all started right there.
Yeah, and she's got to be very upset in that scenario.
Like, as a real person?
Just any person, any good-looking woman like Emma Stone in that scenario is like, oh, stuck with Eisenberg because he's the only guy, like, roughly my age.
Yeah, man. She complains to her agent. Really? Yeah. All right.
Eisenberg, really?
All right. I guess if Kristen Stewart could do it, I can do it. Yeah. Okay. We almost ready to rate this thing? You guys got anything else?
No.
I think
the movie, you don't need to say too much about the movie.
So here's one question before we grade it. In terms of the just... you're in the zombie apocalypse, just go do whatever the hell you want. What would be a thing you would want to go do? Because it could really be anything. So, yeah. So King, your scenario, would you just like go do all of the drugs? Like just go all the drugs, do all the drugs and just die from an overdose.
I don't know what I would do.
Yeah.
See, if I'm going King's route where it's like, I'd rather just like die, I'd want to go like Top Gun style and go fly a jet. I'm going to die anyway, so I'd rather fly a fucking jet.
Thank
awesome.
You. You go to like an Air Force base.
Right, roll out some tanks a little bit, and yeah, just, yes. All right, I'm good. I'll die. Yes.
I think I would take a ship out of Long Beach and try and get it to Catalina Island. I think that's what I would do.
Die at the Catalina wine mixer?
Because if you can't, you know, pilot the ship, it's not going to be a fun death. It's going to be a slow death you see coming. And whether you're with someone or not, you just pour, you know, some Cabernet, and you look at the sunset and the seagulls, and you go, I'm going to be your food, circle of life, Simba, Nala, you know, the whole thing.
I like your answer. I would also get on a boat at some point and see what happens.
Yeah. I know what's happening if I get on a plane.
Yeah.
Yes,
yeah,
that's totally. Well, that's the whole point. Yeah.
That's point.
A fiery one.
Yeah.
Is it controversial to say that it would be fun to crash a plane into a big building?
I mean,
maybe I shouldn't go down this route.
Are you trying to take a flight up to New York? And No. All right.
No, I'll tell you what. I would do that and take out the Oakland Coliseum. How about that?
Okay. All right.
There we go. Is that better? Okay.
Well, what was it, like 6-7 years ago where the guy stole a plane from SeaTac and just took off? And I guess maybe you can get it up in the air. You're going to die, but.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. But you flew. And you know what? Like, if you can get up in the air like that high, just jump out of the plane. Then you're actually flying. Oh, well, that took a turn. How about you, Ski?
I mean, what? I told you.
What'd you say?
I'd throw on a bunch of Kenny Loggins and I'd fucking go up in a fighter jet.
Okay.
Just see what happens.
See what happens. No,
I'm probably not landing that, so.
Do the Top Gun Maverick mock test.
Yeah.
Yeah. See how fast you can get it to go before it explodes.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Okay. Let's grade it. Is your movie, King?
I'm going to give it is it out of 5 this week?
Yeah. Let's go 5. Yeah.
I'm going to give it a 3.9 out of 5. I like the brevity.
Well, that's the thing you lead with. It's short.
Sure.
It's like the shortest movie we've ever watched.
Real cinephile over here.
Give it a 5.
Yeah.
Can I give it a 10?
That was Willy's Wonderland. That's why it was a 5, right? Because that was about an hour and 25 minutes, too. So.
Sweet spot, baby.
Yeah, we got it.
How about you, man?
I'm trying to remember what I gave Shaun of the Dead.
Yeah, it was like a 1 like point something, like a, wasn't it?
No, I think it was like a 3.5 or something I gave Shaun. No,
I gave it a 3.5. Oh. You guys gave it way low scores. It was like 2, if that.
I don't like British people, so.
Yeah. I agree. But I'm with King. I'll give this a good, solid 4. Ooh. I mean, Woody and anything is fantastic. Zombie comedy works.
I will also give this a 4. Yep. This is a really good movie. It holds up. I think the fact that it holds up is helped by the fact that it's short. Because if you've watched a movie before, you don't want to spend 3 hours watching that movie again, you know? And so it's
a lot less plot holes to pick through when it's an hour and 25 minutes.
Bingo. No, again, this
when
movie
you guys
is short,
are feeling down on a winter, you know, Sunday afternoon, you know, just pop in Schindler's List to feel better. All 4.5 hours.
Yeah, I get my four VHS tapes of Titanic and put those in.
I mean,
what an era.
I know Director's Cut Godfather, which is like 12 hours long.
I totally forgot 3. You would buy 6. They were like this thick.
Yeah.
God, what a dumb time.
It's a fucking encyclopedia, dude.
Bragi, you might remember. Do you remember playing like old Final Fantasies on PlayStation 1?
Yeah.
There were like 8. There were like 8 discs. You had to swap 4 discs out when you hit 4. Yeah.
It's 4
when
discs.
You hit a certain point. Yeah.
Yeah, that continued on to PS2, but it shrunk down to 2 discs.
Yeah.
Fuck. Wild.
It's like, we can't fit this much data on one disc.
Like,
are you crazy?
Like 20 megabytes.
Yeah.